Hello, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. Welcome aboard. This show is for you if these things sound familiar to you. Number one, you have the habit of looking good on the outside, but you know it's just a cover for how you really feel on the inside, and you're worried that you're going to lose control and your secret will get out. Number two, whatever it is that you're hiding, you just want it to stop. You want to get rid of it. But it just hasn't gone away. Number three, maybe you've been able to stop for a while, but it's never lasted. And so here we are again, feeling trapped and confused. Number four, you've already handled some problem habits, but you're still not happy with yourself or your life, and this feels confusing. Number five, maybe you don't really have any problem habits yourself, but someone else in your life habitually behaves in ways that creates problems for you. And then there's number six, hallelujah. You've made great strides in dealing with your problem habit, and you want to keep learning new ways to increase your sense of joy, satisfaction, and happiness in your life. If any of these fit for you, then Habits into Health is a great choice because this show is all about helping you stop feeling frustrated or out of control, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating and sustaining a future where you can feel just as powerful on the inside as you look on the outside. And well, this includes taking off the Superman, Superwoman suit, which I call leaping tall buildings in a single bound, and reinforcing change in realistic ways by starting small, being kind to yourself along the way, and learning 21st century holistic skills that includes your mind, but doesn't let it be the dictator of your show. The last few episodes, we've been looking at the change process. I've described several levels around this, and I'm going to use weeds as a metaphor in this episode because, well, earlier today, I was pulling weeds. And it sure seems like I've been pulling weeds for weeks now, and they just keep coming back. I started thinking about how weeds are like habits that don't serve us. And the truth is that I'm having to pull more weeds this spring because I didn't take care of the garden last year like usual. I got busy with other things. Before we talk about this, though, as usual, let's have you take a few minutes for our experiential practice, where you get to let your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. Because one very important difference between the Habits into Health model and many other habit change plans or addiction programs is that you get to practice new skills that get underneath the story you tell yourself about your habit by working with the almost invisible behaviors that play a role in creating and maintaining your habit and keeping you stuck and stuck some more. In this podcast, we don't just talk about ideas and topics because we understand that experience is more powerful than thought, and actively participating in your experience is more powerful than just having an experience on its own. At its simplest, you can slow down and take a break from the stress of the day, and this will help you focus more effectively on whatever you want to learn from the podcast today. For today's practice, free up at least one hand. And if you will, just take your fingertips, maybe press your thumb against the tips of your fingertips. I'm doing it right now as I'm talking to you. And take your fingertips and bring them to the palm of your hand. So they're just touching the palm of your hand. And now open up your hand again and just notice. We're going to do it again. So bring the tip of your fingers to the palm of your hand. And just notice that you're creating a new shape. You are a shape shifter. Isn't that neat? So here your fingers are touching the palm of your hand. I was thinking about this today because as I was grabbing weeds, this is what I was doing. Reaching and then holding and then curling. So I'd like for you to do that motion of reaching, holding, bringing your fingertips to the palm of your hand, and curling. And just notice what that's like. Open your hand. Bring your fingers around as if you're holding on to something, creating that space inside. And then grabbing. Just grabbing. Kind of compressing your fingers a little bit into the palm of your hand. Now what happens is you just hold your hand there What happens as you hold your hand there? Do you feel the compression? What's it like inside the space inside your hand? Can you feel the stretching of your skin across your knuckles? Maybe even the back of your hand? And then just soften that a bit and let your hand curl out and reach out again. Reaching out, grabbing, holding, contracting, pulling in. This is a very simple movement. It's probably something you do every day in one way or another. You grab a fork or a spoon or a knife. When you reach for a glass, pen. When you grab onto the handles of your bicycle. When you hold onto a steering wheel in your car. Just notice this movement. Reaching, grabbing, pressing. What's the feeling of this inside your hand? You've created that inner space inside your hand. What's it like when you open the space up? You might notice changes in temperature. You might notice changes in moisture. Temperature, hot to cold, moisture, wet to dry. Just notice. That's right. Just noticing is important, and it's going to be an important part of our topic today. So just be attentive and just notice how you're doing this exercise and how you listen today as well. Let's make a shift. First, we're going to do a little station ID, just a moment, to say that you're listening to Habits into Health. And my name is Michael Ann Conley. I'm the host of this show, and my passion is for helping people just like you and just like me. I do this for myself, too. We want to stop feeling out of control over unhealthy habits and addictions and start creating the lives we've always wanted. I know this is possible because I've been practicing this for almost 30 years, and I've also been supporting many people in doing this as well. Come on over to habitsintohealth.com and explore other podcasts and articles. If you're ready to take a new approach to a problem, habit, or addiction, then feel free to ask for my self-assessment questionnaire. It's on the website on the right-hand side. And you can stay tuned for more podcasts and programs in the future. So let's talk about our topic for today, which is something you can be in charge of, even when external conditions are out of your control, and that is your subjective response. In the last episode, I talked a little bit about this. We're going to discuss another angle on this today. So there are three levels. The first level is what's going on outside you. The second level is what's your subjective response to what's going on outside. And the third level is your response inside you to you. Let's go. First level, what's going on outside you? Things that are outside your control. The weeds in my yard are a good example. Maybe you have weeds in yours. We humans have gained a lot of control as a species over our physical environment. For instance, although we may dream of taming the weather and the weeds, most of us deal with this in other ways. We live inside buildings that protect us from extremes of cold and heat, wet and dry. And if we really know what we're doing as a gardener, we know how to plant bushes and flowers and things in ways that reduce the growth of weeds. But weeds are a part of the natural world, which is a lot bigger than any of our intentions to get rid of them. Even pesticide use can stop the weed growth for so long, but over time what they're discovering is that a lot of pesticides just encourage new types of weeds that are resistant to the pesticides. Another aspect of what's outside you could involve those buildings that we live in, or anywhere, where you work, where you sleep, eat, or play. It could also include the people you're around. Now, you might want to argue that you should be able to control the people around you. I've known some folks who believe this, but really, you can potentially have influence over others, but how they behave is strictly up to them, and they may not change no matter what you do or what you want. So if you're really attached to controlling other people, well, I'm going to guess that this creates problems for you and others. Sounds like a good topic for a whole show, so I'm going to put it on the list. Stay tuned. We're going to talk more about the second level, so I'll mention the third level first, which is your response inside you to you, and we'll get to that in another episode. So on the second level, this is how you respond and relate to the external environment. We're a lot more familiar with this than we are the third level. And this is your subjective experience. How do you deal with the weeds in your life? The weeds were so overgrown in my yard. First, I took a deep breath because I had a lot more work than I thought I would have. In the long run, though, I ended up having fun because I felt a sense of accomplishment. How we handle the weeds in our life is an important part of creating change. The thing is, the first step to change is noticing what is. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This is consistent with many different philosophies about life. I'll start with Socrates. He said, "An unexamined life is not worth living." Teachings that come out of religious or spiritual practices, such as Buddhism and Hinduism, through meditation and yoga, they support us in being in the present moment, right? The 12 steps are another example. They started in the Western world as an outgrowth of a particular Christian philosophy called the Oxford Group Principles, based on self-examination. The first of the 12 steps is acknowledging what's going on, that one's behavior has created pain and suffering. This is noticing what is and making an important change, not lying about it anymore to yourself or others. Other examples, mindfulness meditation, popularized by Jon Kabat-Zinn. It combines a number of philosophies into three instructions. Practice being in the present moment, on purpose, and without judgment. All of these are intended to guide you in noticing what is. In fact, all of the five agreements summarized by Don Miguel Ruiz, which is based on the Toltec teachings out of what is now in Mexico, involve the ability to notice what is and say what is. In addition, the fourfold way taught by anthropologist Angie Arian starts with the way of the warrior who shows up and chooses to be present. Body-oriented practices, like what we did earlier today and do in each Habits into Health podcast, are also oriented toward being attentive to what is. So almost every spiritual tradition and practice in personal growth has at its base noticing, acknowledging, being with what is. Now, when it comes to habit change, I know this seems to be a tall order because so many of us, and I'll include myself in this, have a response to the outside world that is often not very accepting of what is. No, we want to change things to suit ourselves, which actually may not serve ourselves. Controlling the weather and the planet? We might wish for it, but it could create disaster on another level. So let's look at weeds. Well, what are weeds anyway? Just a definition, really. The concept of weeds didn't exist before agriculture was developed, and that's been a while, about 10,000 years or so. And that's because weeds are just plants that grow where people don't want them to. And before people started cultivating plants for food, which we call agriculture, plants seeded themselves and grew anywhere conditions were right by nature, not as determined by us. But we do plant flowers, food. If you plant some corn, of course, you want the corn to get all the nourishment of the soil and whatever amendments you might add. You don't want the nutrients in the soil stolen by some plant that isn't even pretty. So even though it grows in nature and has a purpose in some universe, this plant just doesn't fit in the corn patch. So we call it a weed. In a garden, you can just pull the weeds. Take care of it on the outside. But since eventually they'll come back, the more important thing is your attitude about them. Being attentive, noticing what is about your response to the outside world, is far more important than what's going on outside. In fact, I wasn't planning this, but I just sent out a newsletter quoting the Dalai Lama, who said, quote, "True change is within. Leave the outside as it is." Kind of fits, huh? So this week, notice what you're planting, the seeds that you want to grow. And notice not just the weeds, but how you're managing yourself about them, the counterproductive responses to things you can't control. Because the first practice is noticing what is. Start simple. Begin to track your pattern of response. Just be attentive without needing to change anything, without judging. Being attentive doesn't mean being picky. It doesn't mean being caught up in details. But it is an invitation to be awake to yourself, It means setting aside the story that you're telling yourself and checking in with what you're feeling. Checking in with where you're feeling it. Today we did an exercise with your hand. Well, so you were in your hand. But you could do this exercise and notice where else in you are. And then just notice how you're behaving in response. If you want to create change, then working with what's underneath the story is far more important than the story that you tell yourself. So go ahead and pull some weeds, but before you do, be attentive to the attitude you have about the task. Okay then, it's time for me to sign off for now. And you know, if a behavior has gotten the better of you, which is what we call a habit that we don't like, just remember blame and judgment get in the way. Creating any kind of beneficial change means starting small and encouraging kindness along the way. That's what we say in Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley, and you've been listening to Habits into Health. I want you to know that I support you in turning your old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.